AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Ukraine says it sunk a Russian landing ship in the Black Sea. The AP's Karen Chamas has the story.
Although the claim has not been confirmed by Russian forces, Ukraine's general staff said the Cesar Kunikov was hit using naval drones. It also said the ship sank near Alupka, a city on the southern edge of the Crimean Peninsula that Moscow annexed in 2014. The ship can carry 87 crew members. It's the second time in 2 weeks that Ukrainian forces have said they sank a Russian vessel in the Black Sea. I'm Karen Chamas.
They are cleaning up in New Orleans and other cities that celebrated Mardi Gras. In New Orleans, there were parades, street parties, and what amounted to a massive outdoor costume festival around the bars and restaurants in the French Quarter. This man liked all the parties.
It's been awesome. Last night, little long days, but you suck it up and move on. It was great.
Republicans in the House have impeached Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over the Biden administration's handling of the Mexico border crisis. Defense Minister Prabowo Subianto has a commanding lead in an early unofficial tally of Indonesia's presidential race, making it appear likely he will win without a runoff. Hundreds of rescuers pressed ahead with efforts to search for at least 9 workers trapped at a gold mine in eastern Turkey that was engulfed by a massive landslide. Former President Donald Trump is expected in court for an important hearing in his New York hush money criminal case, which now appears increasingly likely to go to trial next month. Nearly 4 years after Harvey Weinstein was convicted of rape and sent to prison, New York's highest court will hear arguments today in his quest to overturn the landmark Me Too era verdict. Weinstein's lawyers argued the judge in New York trampled his right to a fair trial by succumbing to the pressure of America's reckoning with sexual misconduct perpetrated by powerful figures. This is AP News. Fewer people are getting caught trying to cross the border with Mexico.
Arrests for illegal crossings on the U.S. border with Mexico fell by 50% in January when compared to the record highs in crossings in December. Authorities say that makes January 2024 the third lowest month of Joe Biden's presidency. The sharp drop is welcome news for the White House, even if it proves temporary, as immigration becomes one of the biggest issues in this year's presidential election. Officials say that seasonal declines and heightened enforcement by the U.S. and its allies contributed to the sharp decline. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Build-A-Bear and the makers of Squishmallows are facing off in federal court. Kelly Toys and its Berkshire Hathaway-controlled parent company, Jazzwares, are suing Build-A-Bear, saying its new Squishers toys copy the look and feel of their mega-popular Squishmallow products. Build-A-Bear is filing its own lawsuit. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.